This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you missed it, last week, Kevin got to live out his hot air balloon dream and apparently also nightmare, as we found out that he also is scared of hot air balloons. But nonetheless, he was live on the show from the hot air balloon, and it was hysterical, Kevin, and so much fun. You sounded terrified, and you sounded
so
joyous.
Excited.
Yes,
yeah. So much emotion. Oh, my goodness.
If you want to see the amazing, breathtaking footage that Kevin captured, you can text the word balloon, BALLOON, to 916-909-1065. But it was when he was up in the air still. That was the end of the broadcast. Apparently, there was a whole thing that happened afterward, and we missed it.
Oh, my God, yes.
You went to Reno, a balloon boy, and came back a balloon man.
Yes, I did. So after we landed, okay, this is where I left you guys off. They asked me, hey, do you want to continue your adventure or go back to the festival? What do you think I said? Go on the adventure.
Okay.
And I would have guessed you would have said wherever there's a lotte.
No. They let me join the chase team. So what the chase team is, okay?
Okay.
It's the team that's on the ground that follows the hot air balloon.
Oh.
Because the hot air balloon, it navigates with wherever the wind takes you, okay?
Which was crazy to find out that, like, you can't steer it. It just goes where it's gonna go.
Yes, and then so we hit like this thing called like a heat wall where hot air rises, right? So it makes your balloon rise so you can't really land. So we had to go around it.
Oh my God, what?
Yes, it's
so
a real thing.
We had to go around it.
We had to go around, so we had to wait for a wind to pick us up to go around the heat wall. Because every time he would try to go down, it just pushed us back up. And that was terrifying because he kept going on the radio, was like, okay, chase team down, do you see me? And I was like, oh, it's happening.
Well, so you just have to wait for wind?
Yes. Yes,
what if wind never comes? You just live in a basket now?
Yes.
Okay, and so the chase team is on the ground in vehicles.
Yes.
And they have eyes on each of their individual balloons.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the chase team is like, we got you. We know where you're at.
And then when I joined the chase team, we got to ride in the back of a truck. And the rules of being part of the chase team don't apply to you as fire. You could, if the balloon almost lands at a school, you can hop the fence and go to the school to get it landed. The hot air balloon can land anywhere. Okay? They have no rules. They can land anywhere because it's like an aircraft.
Oh, okay.
They have
wow.
to get license for it and stuff. So it's like a real aircraft that can land anywhere it wants.
Okay, so you joined the chase team.
Uh-huh.
It's you and who else in the back of a truck?
Their whole balloon crew. The mom, the dad, the son, the daughter.
And how old are these people?
They're about, the mom, she's pretty old.
Okay.
The dad's pretty old too, but the kids were around my age.
Are we talking like late 60s?
A little
older. Okay.
I think. Who's driving?
Driving the car?
Yeah.
The wife.
The old woman was driving the chase car?
So she used to be a ballooner, too, and they met together on a balloon, and they got married in a balloon.
Oh,
so cute, right?
All right?
Now they own 6 balloons together.
After the chase is over.
Yeah, we landed out of school.
Okay.
All the kids came out. We had to put away the balloon and everything. That was so fun to watch.
But then it seems like you spent the rest of the day with these people.
Yeah, I got initiated.
Wow.
What does that
mean?
Thing.
So they tell you the whole story about how hot air balloons have come and then they bless you or something like that. You pray, but then you get on your knees, okay, on a tarp.
What?
And then you kind of like bend your head down. And then that's when they spray champagne on you and say, welcome to the team.
You got sprayed with champagne?
Yes.
Kevin.
Okay, so you're part of the ballooners team now.
Yes.
You're a balloon man now.
A ballooner.
Is this a new career for you?
It's honestly really fun. And they only meet like every once a year, depending on like, well, once a year in Reno, but they have other balloon events.
Are
like,
you going to see them? Like, you're going to talk to them throughout the year?
Right. Did you keep in touch? Exchange numbers?
I mean, I have numbers and Instagrams, of course.
Wow.
We're a team now.
Kevin.
That's right.
did any of them, were any of the kids eligible daughters?
Ooh.
They're all married. Apparently, they get very married early in Utah.
So this was a Mormon family, most likely. I see. Okay.
Those Utah people,
they're fine.
They were so excited to meet an Asian person.
Oh, right.
Boy, I was the only Asian out there.
Now, I'm sure they went back and told their friends, we met a Chinese. And I'm sure you told them you're Vietnamese, but that's okay.
And also, it definitely wasn't champagne that you were sprayed with. It was apple spice vinegar or something like that. But Kevin, listen, congratulations. We don't want to lose you on the show, but if this is your dream now, listen, fly baby fly.
Somebody said you're like the real life Russell and Up.
Oh my God. I really am.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This morning she woke up and drank a whole bunch of creatine and then crushed the can on her forehead to get ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Katie? She is amped up. I don't know if she's taken testosterone replacement or what, but she will bite your head off. You better watch out, Daryl. You hear me talking?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. You are caller 17, which means you get to step into the octagon and face off against Katie in a battle of the wits. 5 questions based on pop culture, brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Go in to any of their 3 locations today for lunch. All right, Katie, you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Or no. Get out.
Bye.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. Here we go, Daryl. Question 1. Beetlejuice 2, a.k.a. Beetlejuice, came in as the number 1 movie over the weekend in a big way, making over $100 million. If you want to see my review, you can text MOVIE to 909-1065. The character Lydia is part of a family in the movies. What are their last name?
Deets.
Question 2. Linkin Park just announced that they have a new lead singer named Emily Armstrong, but the internet has already turned on her. Why? Because she supported Danny Masterson during his trial, which she has now apologized for, but we forgive and forget nothing, apparently. What show was Danny Masterson on?
That 70s Show.
Question 3. The Tonight Show is going to be following other late night shows in a shocking move. They're just doing it 4 nights a week now. This is because of changing viewing patterns and saving money on production. Who hosts The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Fallon.
Question 4. The NFL announced who the Super Bowl halftime performer will be, and it is Kendrick Lamar. He was part of Dr. Dre's halftime show in 2022, but he will now have one headlined all by himself. Who was last year's halftime show? 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Moving on.
Rihanna.
All righty. And question five. Speaking of football, this could be the most expensive season ever to see a game live. NFL stadiums everywhere have raised costs on concessions, with Seattle being the most expensive. If you pay $251 per ticket and a hot dog and beer now cost $20 per person, how much does it cost for two people to go and have a hot dog and beer?
$542.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Daryl, calling all the way from Brentwood, what do you do in Brentwood?
I'm a public health nurse.
You're a public health nurse? Aren't all nurses public health nurses? What does that mean?
I'm in the field, so I do home visits.
Oh,
I see. Okay, yeah, nice. You go out into the public. I see.
Our daughter used to have a nurse that came by a couple times a week.
You see? And my father should have a nurse that comes by all the time. All right, Daryl, thank you so much for what you do. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
You're defending 260 bones. You ready? And here we go. Question one. Beetlejuice 2, a.k.a. Beetlejuice, number one movie in the country right now.
Mm.
Made $110 million. It's kind of surprising.
That's great.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. You can see my review again by texting MOVIE to 909-1065. The character Lydia is part of a family in the movie franchise. What are their last names?
Dietz.
Dietz. That is correct. And question two, Linkin Park, you know, they just announced that new lead singer, Emily Armstrong, who I listened to their new song. It's really good. I don't even like Linkin Park. It's a good song. But the internet has already turned on her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's because she supported Danny Masterson during that trial.
Yeah.
And she's apologized, but we said, we don't care.
Well.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he did some pretty heinous stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, nuh-uh, he's great.
Yeah.
So.
What show is Danny Masterson on?
That 70s show.
Yeah. Question three. The Tonight Show is going to be like a lot of the other night shows now, and they're just going to tape four nights a week. That's crazy.
They didn't always do four.
Five nights a week.
Huh.
Now it's four. I know. I wonder if we're like starting to see the beginning of the end for late night TV.
That'd just be sad.
It doesn't have the relevancy that it used to.
Yeah.
You know? Who hosts The Tonight Show?
Your favorite, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Question four. This is awesome. The NFL announced that the Super Bowl halftime performer this year is going to be Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. He was part of Dr. Dre's halftime show in 2022.
Okay.
And personally, I thought he was like one of the best parts about that. It was great. And but he's now going to have one all by himself. Who was last year's halftime performer?
Usher.
That is correct. It was Usher. And question five, speaking of football, this could be the most expensive season ever to go see a game live. NFL stadiums everywhere have raised costs on concessions, with Seattle being the most expensive. So if you pay $251 per ticket and a hot...
Per ticket?
Yeah, those are cheap tickets too.
Wow.
And a hot dog and beer now cost $20 per person, which is outrageous. How much does it cost for two people to go and two people to have a hot dog and beer?
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay. $542.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Wow.
Daryl Dietz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Final score. You got four. Katie got five.
Wow. And I had to do two kinds of math.
She got five. Unbelievable. Well, listen, we're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Be $280. Daryl, tell everybody what we want to hear.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
No. Nope. No, you are not. Today. But thank you so much for playing. Hopefully you had a lot of fun. Ooh.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations. Oh, yes.
That one sounded really good.
That was a pretty good one. I'm not going to lie about that. And we are playing, obviously, concentration for Nicki Minaj tickets on the Wake Up Call. Let's talk to Anna. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
And your opponent today is Christina from West Sac. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
All right. So do you guys know how concentration is played?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. For the most part, you guys are just spectators, all right? But you have to choose the winning team between Katie and Kevin. Christina, who are you picking?
Kevin.
All righty. And Anna, who are you picking? It is Katie, right?
Katie.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, smart.
All right, I'm going to start the timer. 5 minutes on the clock. We go around and around. There is no repeating. There is no hesitation. You must continue to list things that I ask for. Are you two ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me get a pen so I can keep score.
I'm keeping score also.
All right.
Me too.
Oh, great.
I can multitask as well.
Okay.
All righty.
She's giving a lot of sass today.
Are you talking to you about yourself?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who... We're going to have Kevin go first.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Please.
Timer starts. Name card games. Go.
Oh, Larcana.
Poker.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Blackjack.
Three-card poker.
A Pokemon.
Roulette.
Not a card game.
They do cards here.
Roulette is not a card
they
game.
They pull cards in California, though, per state law.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about anymore, but okay. 1 point, Katie.
I guess gamblers text in.
Okay.
Right. They pull cards in California for roulette.
Why do you keep saying California?
Because it's a California.
All right.
All right.
I'm pissed.
Starting with Kevin again.
Yeah.
Fine. Katie, all right. Gets the point, I guess. Technicality.
All right, pay attention. This one's easy. Name superheroes. Go.
The Flash.
Spider-Man.
Superman.
Green Lantern.
Wonder Woman.
Green Hornet.
Catwoman?
Batman.
Hawk.
Black Eye.
Hawk is not a superhero.
And Green Hornet is?
I should buzz you on Green Hornet.
Yeah, Green Hornet's not a superhero.
Oh, it's not?
I thought Hawk would be one.
But Green Hornet is a comic book. How do you know who Green Hornet is?
Guys, I worked with you for too long.
All right, I'm going to give the point to Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, you're lucky because Hawk is not a superhero.
I meant Hawk Girl and Hawk Man.
I know what you meant, but
isn't
I wouldn't
it Hawkeye?
Say it.
No, that's Marvel. I was going off of DC.
Yeah, you guys were heavy into DC there. That was
fun. I love DC.
Okay. Yeah, so does Katie, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, tied game. All right, next category, we're playing concentration for Nicki Minaj tickets. We're going to start with Katie. Things that you bring to a baby shower. Oh. Go.
Diapers.
Baby bottles.
Wipes.
I hate white heaters.
Oh, no, he's right. A wipe warmer.
Is that what he said? Oh, he okay. Said all right, wipe, keep going then.
Wipe heater.
Go
but,
ahead. All right.
Pacifier.
Baby towels.
Stroller.
Shaking toys.
Okay, you can win. Oh.
Threw you off.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Heater. I thought you were saying eater.
I wasn't sure, but it took me a second.
All right. We're going to start with Katie. Kevin's in the lead right now.
Absolutely.
Gender-neutral names.
Oh, boy.
Taylor.
Tyler.
Kyle.
Tyler is not a girl's name.
No, a girl named Tyler.
Tyler is not a girl's name.
I'm
not.
So pissed. We always get go through this.
Okay.
Point Katie, tied up again. Here we go. Starting with Kevin, you're such a sports.
Uh-oh.
Positions on a football team. Go.
Quarterback.
Tight end.
Wide receiver.
Blocker?
No.
Wow, Kevin, good job.
I gotta know the position.
Lineman.
Linebacker.
Whatever.
Yikes.
All right. Starting with Katie, authors, go.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Louis Steinberg. I met Louis E.K.
Who's Louis E.K.?
I mean, G.K.
What is he trying
to say? He said J.K. Rowling.
J.K. No, the guy that made Goosebumps.
Oh,
R.L. Stein.
Louis Steinberg.
Yeah, I don't read.
Okay. It shows.
All righty. Okay. Oh, boy.
You took my Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, did I?
That was mean. You only left him with every other author. All right, playing concentration on the wake-up call. 1 minute left. It is all tied up. All right, here we go. Starting with Kevin, see if we can get two rounds in. Military ranks, go.
Oh, general.
Major.
Sergeant.
Sergeant Major.
Corporal. Corporal!
Oh, go ahead, keep going.
Okay, oh, see, this always throws... So,
right,
it see? Was how he said it. Okay. It was how he said it.
First Lieutenant.
Second Lieutenant.
I don't know anymore. Okay.
I'll be messed up.
Private.
Oh, platoon leader.
I don't know about that one. It was the way he said corporal.
I know, it threw me
off. All right. So listen, Kevin's in the lead. One more round. Here we go. Starting with Katie, Mexican dishes. Woo-hoo! Go.
Burritos.
Quesadillas.
Tacos.
Tamales.
Enchiladas.
Tortas.
Beans and rice.
Chicken. Enchiladas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, quickly.
Quickly.
All right. Here we go. One more round. Hair products. Go.
Okay. Kevin, you start.
Oh, hairspray.
Mousse.
Gel.
Comb.
Bumousse death gel.
Okay.
I actually think I'm going to give the point to Kevin.
Because a comb is
comb
hair.
Is not.
Is it not a hair product?
Product. No.
Is it a product?
It's a
for
hair
your
tool.
Hair?
It's a hair tool.
I would call it a hair tool. So
thank
listen,
goodness.
Kevin,
I win. Christina.
Christina, congratulations.
Yes.
You're going to see Nicki Minaj at the Chase Center when she comes on. I don't know. Okay. Well, listen, congratulations, and stay on hold. We'll get your information, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All righty. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is a fun one. So Shannon DeCanter, he is Sacramento's worst psychic. And he is calling Brenda at the request of her co-worker, Mike, who both work at a pest control company.
Okay.
And he is calling to complain that the pest control company recently ridded his studio of bugs, and it has created a big problem. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Brenda. How may I help you?
Brenda.
Yes.
Hi. My name is Shannon DeCanter, and I am calling to register a complaint. I'm sure you've heard of me, Shannon DeCanter. I am a psychic, a medium, and I have a sacred space where I do all of my readings, where I commune with the other side, and you recently came to rid it of bugs, and this was not at my request. It was at the property management. They own the subway next door, so I had no say in the matter. But now it has created a problem on a scale that I can't even begin to imagine how we dig ourselves out of this.
Okay, so could you tell me exactly what happened?
And, absolutely. I would I love nothing more. Yes, I would love nothing more. Brenda, what happened was when you came, somebody came. I'm getting an Mike. Mike? Do you have somebody there named Mike?
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I believe it was Mike that killed all of these pests. I'm picking up that it was a lot of cockroaches.
Well, that is something we do specialize in, and Mike is one of the best people we have here.
Well, I'm sorry. It's very emotional because all of the souls of the cockroaches and a few spiders, they call out to me now. I can't be awake. I can't sleep. I can't go next door for a meatball sub or do my readings because all I hear are the screams of hundreds, nay, 300s of bugs, the souls crying out.
So I'm very sorry that you're experiencing this. I've never actually heard of this before, but...
Well, I'm a medium. Brenda, yeah, what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, if you have any concerns about the cleaning process, I'm more than happy to help you with that.
Yes.
But
yes, that's what we should really do. We should do a cleanse. Yes. I'll lead the ceremony. Yes, I love this. I will go get some sage from Costco and I'm going to need Mike to come back over and you should be there too since you're part of this now.
I don't think that.
And I will read some prayers.
We won't be able to help you with that.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish, Brenda. We will have them all cross over to the other side. That's the problem now. They're trapped and they're stuck. And we will help them. I will read some prayers. We'll light some sage. We'll hold hands. And I think this will work.
You and Mike can come over here. We're very busy down here. Well, I don't know if I could accommodate that.
I can't do it by myself. What if I get you guys some Italian BMTs from the subway next door?
I get a
20% discount.
So I really am at a loss of how to proceed because...
Don't worry, I'll lead you.
With is,
I'll lead you. I'll lead it.
I understand that. But
Diet Coke. I can get you a large Diet Coke as well.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much for the offer. But
okay, that's wonderful.
For a while.
Well, can Mike at least come by?
I can definitely ask him if he can come by. But
oh,
I
that's
can't
wonderful.
Make any promises.
If he would like a free reading while he's enjoying it, maybe a teriyaki chicken foot long, I will be happy to do that as well.
I will definitely let him know.
And one more thing before I go.
Mm-hmm.
None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And Mike emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you and do this.
Oh my gosh. It did sound a little bit like that. You did sell it on me about the sage from Costco, though.
I think you can get sage from Costco.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, so I know we've been doing an awful lot of talking about the astronauts Butch and Sunny that went up to space for a one-week vacation and then ended up getting it was like the worst trip from hell, and they're still in space and they're not coming home until February of 2025.
We think.
It was supposed to be a one-week trip at the beginning of June. All right, guys. As if it wasn't bad enough to be stranded in space, they now have all kinds of issues that are verging on the spooky and scary.
Okay.
Butch called down to Houston from the space station because he's starting to hear strange noises.
What?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Okay, like in his head?
No, according to him.
Like from space?
Yes.
No.
I have audio. Here's a portion of it.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker, and I didn't know if...
First of all, he sounds very calm for somebody who's stuck in space!
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker, and I didn't know if you could connect into the Starliner and let me keep mic and let you hear. I don't know what's making it, but I don't know if it's something that maybe is connected between here and there, making that happen. But anyway, can you do that?
We can configure that, Butch. Give us a minute, and I'll call you back when it's ready.
Okay, so basically he's saying, hey...
That other guy's real calm, too.
Well, he's in Houston.
Well, I understand that.
His feet are on Earth.
Right, but...
But, like, so basically it's like, do you ever have a phone call with somebody and you're like, oh, my God, this song just came on the radio. Hold on a second. I don't know the name of this song. Can you hear it? And he has to, like, hold it up, I guess, up to a speaker and Shazam this, like,
okay,
weird, spooky sound. And the guy in Houston's like, all right, Butch, well, I know you have all the time in the world, so I need to, let me look into this and I'll get back to you. Okay, here is the sound he's hearing.
All right, Butch, that one came through. It was kind of like a pulsing noise, almost like a sonar ping.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time, and I'll let y'all scratch your heads and see if you can figure out what's going on. Here we go.
Oh, God, Gavin, you have to shut it off. It's freaking me out.
I got chills.
Is that not terrifying? Put yourself in Butch and Sunny's space shoes, okay?
I can't.
They're stuck in space.
Right.
They're stuck in space from June until February. I don't even know how many months that is, but it's a long time to be on vacation, okay?
Hey, stop calling it vacation.
And now, as if that wasn't bad enough, they start hearing weird, ghostly
sounds from outside.
Echoey.
From in space. From space. Space. Like, okay, on one hand, you could be like, oh, well, maybe that's the sound of a satellite. But I would imagine Houston has an idea of where the satellites are.
Right.
So if it was close enough, they could say, oh, that's XC-315.
Right.
And it's just, what if it's something else in space that we didn't put there?
There's somebody knocking at the space door, and it's just like...
Oh, God.
God almighty.
The emptiness.
Yes.
That you hear in that is that is what is like, taking me out.
Does it have to have such a strange vacuum of space echo to it? Kevin, you're NASA.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The only thing I could explain is the sonar sound, which animals use to communicate to other animals. So maybe it's like aliens trying to find what's out in the outer space to know what's around them. I got goosebumps.
This is like a movie.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so are we saying...
We got to get them home.
We got to get them home, but are we saying somebody's trying to track them?
I think so.
I mean, he's hearing a weird, like...
And it's a sound he's not used to hearing.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
So
like, much so, he's like, Sunny, I'm just going to call back to Earth.
Don't call him again.
No, I got it. I'm
sorry. Every time this happens, you say you're going to call them. But what are they going to do?
You hear it, though, too, right?
Hear it.
Okay, well, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed. Aren't you alarmed?
I'm cool as a cucumber.
Can we just have sex again just to pass the time?
Stop saying that they're having sex. They're not.
How could they not? How could they not? They're stuck in space for so long. They're out of the area code.
You're such a pervert.
Anyway, our thoughts and prayers are with Butch
quite
and
literally.
Sunny. Yeah. Got to get them home. Somebody's after them.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I got to do something yesterday that I have, well, not just me, all of us on the wake up call have wanted to do for how long now?
Always.
Years? Always.
Yeah.
A decade? And I'm talking about the Tower Bridge dinner. If you don't know, you know what Tower Bridge is. Well, one night a year, they shut traffic down on Tower Bridge. So if you live in West Sac, I'm not quite sure what you're doing. But like if you live in those apartment buildings.
Like right by
Raley's Field, I guess you just stay home. I don't know. But so they shut it down. And then they have this really long table that runs the whole length of the bridge. And they have the best chefs in Sacramento make this giant meal for all the people who attend. It's amazing. And we've always wanted to go. And I got an opportunity to go last minute yesterday. And it was great. It is a lot of food. And the problem that I have is that I didn't know I was going to this.
Well, yeah, we both got invited very last minute, and I just couldn't go.
Kevin, I'm sure you were next on the list.
Oh, wow.
So, but it is a lot of food, and I didn't know that I was going. So you can kind of see where this is going.
Uh-oh.
My tank was full.
Oh, no.
Earlier that day, I went to the Roseville Greek Festival.
Okay.
Well, that is also where you eat your face off.
Okay.
So I did that. We got home from the Greek Fest around 2. I got a phone call from our general manager around 4:30.
Got it.
And immediately I'm just like, oh no. When I get full and eat too much, I sweat.
Ew.
Yeah.
Really? From being full?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like I gave my engine too much fuel and it's overheating
that
or something
like that. That is disgusting.
So as if that wasn't bad enough, this was a recipe for disaster. It's on Tower Bridge. It was 100 and some degrees.
Oh, right.
And the sun was just beating down on me.
So do they have any kind of shade for anyone?
Zero shade. No fans.
Oh, man. Boy. I would have not done well.
You just, you get out there and that's all part of the experience.
The sweating.
Oh. Right. And beforehand, and I'm kind of mentally preparing myself. So I've never been to this before. It's a very exclusive event. So I text my general manager and I go, can I wear shorts? And she sends back just the laughing emoji.
Of course not. It's a nice dinner. Like, this is considered like the elites that
I
get
know,
to
but
dine
why
here.
Can't he wear shorts and a nice top?
I don't know. You have to wear long pants, but like breathable pants.
There were some people there that were wearing jackets.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I know.
Like, that is, it seems unnecessary.
It does. I did wear pants, and then I did wear just like a short sleeve polo. But then I got there, and then I got kind of outraged. And this doesn't happen often, but women fashion.
Yeah. Oh, we got you beat in that department.
You guys get to wear skirts.
Yep. Yeah, we get to be all easy breezy about
right,
it.
But
open-toed shoes.
Right. So there's me at the Tower Bridge dinner last night, sweating through my clothing.
Oh my God,
with a Gavin. Stomach full of Greek food. And then on top of that, now I'm also, I can't not eat the food that's there. That, first of all, insulting. Second of all, like, why did I come?
Right.
And they just keep bringing it and just keep bringing it.
So is that how it works? Like, each chef just keeps bringing more?
Yeah, it's family style.
So how are you feeling today?
not actually, for considering the gauntlet that I went through.
Right.
The gluttonous gauntlet that I went through yesterday, not terrible.
Okay.
I guess because I didn't have any bad food.
Well, I was going to say, probably the fact that the food you ate was so high quality.
Right.
That helps.
Like, even at the Greek festival, that food is still better than most of the food that I eat, okay. You know? Like, I do feel like I could sweat at any minute.
Okay, if you start sweating, ew. If you start sweating just because of a full gut, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
How does no? There's got to be somebody who relates to that. If you relate to that, text 916-909-1065. It's like I'm a train and somebody put too much coal into my furnace.
That, I feel like when you describe it that way, it makes it more disgusting. There is something about the idea that your stomach, your gut is so full that things are trying to escape your body as much as possible.
Maybe it's my body like working triple overtime
to just process
digest
food.
Everything.
I'm
yeah.
sure it is.
Like, we gotta get this out of here, guys. This is too. It's gonna. If the inspector shows up, he's gonna shut us down.
Oh God.
106.5. The end.
It's the wake up call.
What is something that has ruined sex for you, either short term or long term? You can call or text us at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We're getting into this because there is a report of a man who is suing the Venetian in Las Vegas for what I can only imagine is a nightmare scenario, and it has ruined his sex life. Here's the news report.
Michael Farchi says he stayed at the Palazzo over the Christmas holiday. According to these court documents...
Is it just me, or does this reporter sound intoxicated?
He sounds drunk out of his mind.
Well, okay, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't just me.
No.
Michael Farchi says he stayed at the Palazzo over the Christmas holiday.
Over the Christmas holiday.
According to these court documents, he's alleging he was stung by a poisonous scorpion on his testicles, and it's impacted his sex life.
Do you hear that?
Stung, I heard it.
Stung by a scorpion on his testicles, and it has impacted his sex life negatively, I'm guessing.
How would that even be possible?
He says that it crawled up the bed while he was sleeping.
And it bypassed his abdomen and his legs and the other thing.
That's what he says.
And went straight to...
That's what he says.
And does he sleep naked?
He must.
He must.
This is why you don't sleep naked.
My testicles are fine.
So we wanted to know, like, is there something... Clearly, that story is insane. And the fact that this is now being... there's a lawsuit involved as well. Although I do have to say, the Venetian highly doubts the man's story.
Okay, I'm happy to hear you say that, because there are, I'm not saying it couldn't happen.
It's an improbable scenario.
Yeah.
But anyway, though, yeah, that is the story. And we want to know, 916-909-1065, has anything ruined sex for you? Clearly, not me. You have to have a sex life for it to get ruined. But, Katie, what about you? Do you have anything?
Probably nothing short of, like, kids.
I mean, that's obvious.
It hasn't ruined it, but sometimes the dogs...
In what way?
They're just on the bed, and it just feels like they're too involved.
I don't think I could with an animal on the bed.
And then it's just like...
Because we've tried to do it, like, with the cat on the bed, and it's like, I gotta put the cat out.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
A text message we got into 916-909-1065 for what ruined your sex life. Somebody said, my husband.
Oh, come on.
909-1065. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning.
What happened?
My ex gave me a penile fracture, which is basically a broken penis.
Oh my God! But I don't know if women know this, but it is the thing of urban legend amongst boys.
I thought it was just like something that they put in movies, but it's not real.
This really happens?
Yes, yeah, so just like you can fracture any muscle, you can fracture your penis.
How does that even happen?
So it happened to me because we were having vigorous sex.
Okay.
Yeah. So
no, we don't need to know more than that.
No, I can. But I mean, lots of people do that.
I can't see a scenario where he can explain this and we don't get in trouble.
All I can say is it bent.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jack, thank you so much for calling. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Alexis. Good morning, Alexis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're talking about weird things that interrupted or ruined sex for you. What is yours?
So this was years back. My boyfriend and I were on a family vacation with my family. We were in San Diego and we had like a shared Airbnb. My boyfriend and I were having sex. My dad, he walks in on us. He goes like, oh, sorry. He's shuffling backwards. He catches his shoulder on the door frame. He goes falling backwards down a little stairwell and breaks his hip.
Oh, my God. He broke his hip?
No.
Yeah.
But he's alive, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, break your hip.
I know.
At any age. But, I mean, you get over 70 and you break your hip. Yikes.
I could never look at my dad again.
I mean, we're kind of laughing about it, but we've never really talked.
No, and I don't think you. Again, I can't think of a scenario where we can talk about this and not get in trouble.
No.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.